story now. And that happens to be about U.S. president that has decided to replace Pentagon Chief James Mattis 2 months earlier than expected. Donald Trump announced the decision in a tweet. The move followed Friday's resignation of Mattis and his criticism of the president's foreign policy. Mattis attributed his resignation to a widening divide with Trump over a range of issues, including the U.S. forces' pullout from Syria and a drawdown of troops in Afghanistan. Mattis's deputy, Patrick Shanahan, while now assumed the title of acting Secretary of Defense as of January the 1st. Shanahan is a former executive at the aerospace giant Boeing. He joined the Trump administration last year. Earlier, I spoke to political commentator Richard Silverstein about the early replacement of the Pentagon chief. He said frequent change of aides and cabinet members shows Trump's cannot retain loyalty among his employees.
Donald Trump can't really retain loyalty among his employees, either in his business life or in the presidency. We've seen scores of individuals and cabinet officials either be fired or leave. They're all, virtually all of them, are under a cloud of suspicion over corruption accusations or other charges like that. So it's really just a revolving door in the White House. Somebody comes in and then another person goes out. This is really a horrible way to run U.S. foreign and defense policy. But it seems that Trump's presidency is really built on the principle of chaos. One other thing I wanted to add about the incoming secretary, the interim Secretary of Defense, he, as you mentioned, is a former high-level official with Boeing. Boeing is one of the largest military contractors in the United States, and it provides much of the military hardware that the U.S. Armed Forces use. So there's a built-in conflict of interest between Patrick Shanahan and his former employment with Boeing, because he will be making decisions about what military hardware to buy, and his company will be the one that will be making bids to make this equipment. And there's no way that you can resolve that conflict of interest, and it really goes to an ongoing sense of corruption and self-dealing in those sorts of issues.